Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy from Montana. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for February 3rd, 2018. And the show today is going into the big picture of global transformation and ascension with an understanding of those conscious evolution, revolution, revelations that apply to all our social, political, and economic institutions. Well, I think small. You know, we've got amazing times in front of us, and I'd like to address the big picture in terms of the ascension process. What's going on with conscious evolution, the new American Revolution worldwide? We're winning from the beginning with a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of Earth's evolutions. Taking it from the top and trying to step it down. So today I'm going to go into a kind of a four-part series, and this is going to be pretty much a narrative from a blog, two blogs that I've sent out this last week. Those were on my email list at cosmiclove@mcn.net. We'll have the recent emails, and you can go along, if you can pull up in another window on your computer, you can go along with the narrative. And if you're listening to this in the podcast in the future, so you'll be able to pause the replay and look at the videos that I've got embedded. And some of the videos are extremely interesting, in-depth, and there's different videos for different people. Different people will find different infographics and material interesting. So for your perusal, you can pause the podcast, like I say, in the future, and have a multimedia show. So I'm going to go into this with kind of a general overview. I've been actually talking about this theme of the global ascension process since the first of the year. I've been going into some revelations in the Secret Space Program, Corey Good, David Wilcock, The Law of the One and Ascension, and I've been using a graphic, a header, in a blog since the first of the year regarding their videos, what they're talking about, the Secret Space Program, because we're really talking about mysteries unveiled. We're talking about some really serious, you know, this whole thing with the Secret Space Program and what's going on. Those who follow on Gaiam TV, David Wilcox presentations, and Corey Good, I'm sure you're up to speed in that regard. I'm trying to take it to the next level as far as an integration of what they're talking about, the law of the one, cosmic law, universal law, the law of the angles, the language of the angels, of our better nature, and integrate that into an understanding of where things are going and how we're going to get there. You know, what's at stake? How are we going to involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience, you know, unity conscience, you know, common sense? And with that note, I'm going to begin with a quote from Common Sense. Thomas Paine's Common Sense sparked the American Revolution. He said, "It is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles." Now, remember, this was his writings, Common Sense, before the revolution, before there was the Bill of Rights and the first principles of the Constitution, you know, with the Bill of Rights. And but he understood, and he was one of the big promoters of certain first principles of freedom for, you know, at the heart of the American Revolution, and that's these same principles basically are timeless. They're universal. They deal with not just the core five basic freedoms in the Bill of Rights, but we're talking about the internet freedoms and the parallels with the global internet, and you might say the United Sovereigns of Earth, global netizens, and a new common sense that's emerging with the collective conscience of global humanity because of the internet, and with our new instant everywhere interactive net reality, you know, our internet reality, there's no time or space anymore. We are a global village. And the universal principles that relate to our core internet freedoms and an upgrade of our internet freedoms, what that will look like and how that works, how that relates to systemic global transformation and ascension at this time, that's what we're going to go into. So I'm going to begin with a preface of the State of the Union. Of course, Trump gave his State of the Union address this last week, and I did this at a parallel time. I published a blog on this the same time, and I'm referencing the State of the Union without referencing Trump. I'm giving my own version, you might say. The State of the Union, as far as the family of mankind and our global village of instant everywhere interactive net reality. And the theme that I reference here is disruption of corruption with decentralized megatrends. Now, when I say decentralized megatrends, I'm referring to my first post of 2018, first blog that goes into these five major converging decentralized megatrends, these global megatrends that are really defining, you know, what's going on with the transformation process, or you might say the metamorphosis of Earth, you know, as we emerge from the cocoon of the old paradigm and we go through this process of metamorphosis, transformation, and we haven't emerged yet as butterfly. We're still in that gray gunge area in the, you know, in like with the cocoon before the butterfly emerges, and there's a lot of chaos. So a major theme I'm going to be going into is order out of chaos and this transformation for involving and evolving, you might say, cosmic law, universal law, law and order, you know, in our social, political, and economic institutions. So there's obviously a crisis now emerging due to the surging of common sense, you know, this new unity in our global diversity. And this is the just a, you might say, a natural side effect or collateral damage from the instant everywhere interactive net reality that is creating general enlightenment, and light brings up all unlike itself. So there's a purging of dark side stuff, you know, the power elite power trips. Today's aristocracy, which is better known as the centralized deep state corporatocracy. So there's a conscious evolution process that's at the heart of this global revolution that will naturally neutralize the paradigm paralysis and stinking thinking of self-serving corporate interests that betray the service to others virtue of a meritocracy. We don't have a meritocracy right now. Some people call it an oligarchy or a corporatocracy. You know, the new aristocracy is a corporatocracy. But meritocracy is the new model of leadership that thrives in the Aquarian quantum age, as I referred to this in previous blogs. The Aquarian age will be known as the quantum age, and we're talking about, again, everything is energy, quantum reality, and there are laws, there are universal laws, there's the order of the universe, the quantum universe, there are rules. You know, God has methods, and the universal laws governing global quantum reality. So this is the intention of this first compendium I'm going into. This is regarding the upwising and uprising of servant leaders who will conceive, believe, and achieve the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of universal law, language, universal love for global enlightenment and healing. Excuse me, when I'm referring to universal love, I'm talking about, you know, cosmic love, the model with geometrically ordered divinity, the God-love model in terms of the basically first principles of cosmic law, universal law of the one, the two-in-one, the three-in-one trinity, the four-in-one, which relates to the most powerful thought form in the universe and the key to the ascension of the planet, which has been referred to as the cosmic cube, the city four square, the New Jerusalem, the pyramid of self and civilization. People who have studied the mysteries of God understand what I'm talking about. This may be new to some people, but I'm throwing it out there because, hey, all of this is a stretch. You know, we're all stretching with an understanding of cosmic universal law on Earth as in cosmos at large. So there's a principle, and I provide a graphic in the content of the copy that, again, will be linked in the show notes with the podcast for those who want to review this. And the graphics, some of the graphics are really powerful. And this one has a giant pyramid upside down in the sky, you know, like floating over the Pyramid of Giza. And it's a graphic, you know, that represents as above, so below. And the V in the love model, and the V in victory, the word victory, is here referencing the 3D ascent via vision, virtue, and valor with the vow of by and for the capstone co-creation, the creative ascent process. This is a theme, again, I've referenced numerous times in blogs over this last year with different visualizations and metaphors for understanding of capstone consciousness, CAP, C-A-P, as the creative ascent process. As we become more conscious of how we are conscious and the laws and language of light, of consciousness, light as consciousness, this understanding of the creative ascent process, more light, more enlightenment, more, you might say, conscious evolution, more common sense in terms of unity consciousness, 5D consciousness, moving from 3D to 4D in time to 5D with this understanding of capstone consciousness, which is like integration of the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization. And again, these are universal metaphors for the conscious evolution process. It's one of the most ancient archetypes of individuation and conscious evolution known to man is the Great Pyramid and the metaphor of the capstone and the understanding of the capstone, what it was, what it is, you know, what it means in terms of assembling the components, the four sides to the capstone for this creative ascent process. So the foundation, you might say, for a global golden age, the four sides of the pyramid of civilization and self, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, this foundation will funnel the spirit that matters into the capstone from above for a physical manifestation of our victory. So this understanding of the victory of mankind and conscious evolution as a process with certain first principles. And I reference the first principle in terms of the linear consciousness with left brain, you know, the vision of the logos, of the law, of the angles as far as geometric order divinity, and the O, like there's the L is the linear, the O is the nonlinear, is in terms of holistic virtue of the language of the angels, which is to say the frequency of holy compassion or heart coherence with light language. The language of consciousness is the language of light, and there are links again in the copy I'm providing with the show notes, and you'll be able to, or the blog if you're just listening to this live now, heartcom.org and Heartcom Network, the recent articles are posted there. You can actually go there now and pull those up and review that after the show or perhaps while you're listening in another window on your computer. So you've got the linear consciousness, the L, the nonlinear consciousness, the circle, the O, the vision, the virtue, and then the valor, the V. The V is like the synergy in the L-O-V trinity, which is the valor of both the law and the language, the logos and the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, the spherical spirit of the law. These are archetypes, the geometric order of divinity, the circle, triangle, square, the right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energy fields that are all geometrized in a person's astrology psychology. Those who understand astrology and the geometry in their chart is their own, one's own geometric order of divinity. And there's the right dynamic energy fields with the squares and oppositions. There's the round magnetic energy fields with the blending of energies, with conjunctions in astrology, psychology, and there's the radiant energy fields with the trines, and this is the V, the Trinity, the trines, and these are principles and laws that are understood as energy, laws of energy in the quantum field. In other words, astrology is now being understood in terms of deep space energies and how they're stepped down into, the global, the planets, the spheres of energy, and they're like step-down transformers of these energies, and they're internalized in our consciousness from the time of we take the first fire breath at birth. Most people don't know the story, the ancient story of the Chinese and how they developed early astrology as related to their understanding of quantum energy. They developed acupuncture, the energy field for the body, and they understood astrology and the energies of the universe and how the energies of cosmos are actually stepped down through the 12 lower vertebrae in a woman's back when you're in gestation in the womb. During those 9 months, when you go from a single fertilized cell and you divide from 1 to 2 to 4 to 16 to 32, that whole process of creative tension and release, there's a energy field in the womb that's actually a bioenergetic field that stepped down with the 12 vertebrae from the 12 constellations. And this is ancient understanding of the Chinese, of their understanding of the order of the universe. The kingdom of heaven is within us. And that this tension release from cell mitosis in the womb and that energy field, the cosmic womb, you might say, the whole history of evolution is repeated from a single fertilized cell to a human being over a 9 month period, and the energy blueprint of the heavens are stepped down and infused into the bioenergetic blueprint of each of us, and this is each one's astrology. Psychology, and at the first fire breath, that biological clock begins ticking. So this is the kind of first principles, the order of the universe, the kingdom of heaven within us that was understood anciently by the Chinese, who developed acupuncture, and they understood the energy fields and the meridians of the body and the cosmic order of things. So the LOV is the right dynamic, round magnetic, radiant energy fields, and again, that's trines in your astrology or sextiles in your astrology. We're back to the geometry of this. Are all integrated in the E. The LOVE, as far as the love model, the E is like a square with the cross through the middle and the circle in the very center, which represents the capstone, like looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization. And so you have the vision, the virtue, the valor, and the vow of determination with this love model for integration in the capstone. Now, the graphic I have of the capstone with these four sides and the four directions are represented, again, on the web page that I've directed you to and that I'm reading from. And I'm going to go through a pretty fast clip. Like I say, this is kind of, I'm giving an orientation and kind of fleshing out the skeleton of what I'm talking about and going into a lot more depth than it's actually on the web page, but I'm able to go through it faster talking than I can, spelling it out on the web page itself. But I'm giving the general overview and the outline there. and I'm reading through it basically. So this is what I've been doing actually for the last several, I think about half a dozen shows now. I haven't been interviewing people recently because there's fast-breaking stuff that I've been writing about this last year that's happening now, and the understanding it of what's going on in, you might say, cosmic love, cosmic law and order terms, to really get a grip of where it's going and how we're going to get there. That's what I'm going into. So keep your eye on the ball, you know, the spherical consciousness of your I Am God presence with the integrity of love for winning from the beginning. And the eye on the ball is like the capstone, you know, the eye. So take it from the top, seize the vision, this understanding of God, love, you know, the divine order above all. And with this understanding, dimitude dissipates. Dimitude is like density dissipates, like darkness at the dawn of day. And, you know, this understanding of you know, the big picture and taking it from the top, I do this kind of sometimes it's the warm fuzzy. People think it's just, you know, I'm talking about things in general, but, you know, I'm trying to use exquisite metaphor to orient, you know, you might say, get on top of the fray, because this is a time of troubles on the earth. I mean, witness the ongoing spiritual warfare and fake news psychological war that's going on these days. And, you know, it's this understanding that the higher mind of each one of us is mediator for spherical consciousness, you know, the circle of wholeness, the law of the one. This is the well-rounded frame of reference for the unified field and cosmic law and universal law language. And again, when we're talking about the law of the one, we're talking about, you know, the law of the one, the two-in-one, the three-in-one, the four-in-one, the five-in-one. We're talking about dimensional levels of understanding of the one law. I mean, it's universal law, cosmic law. And this is the information we've been getting brilliantly from Corey Good and David Wilcock, and the videos I've been referencing at the top of my articles since the first of the year, and the links to these their videos and in the articles themselves. I mean, 2018 began with a bang, and this is some serious conscious evolution revolution revelations regarding this law of the one and the ascension process. And out of this, the Aquarian blueprint is emerging. I mean, consider how a universal interface for global mass-to-mass interaction can mainstream the Holy Spirit of love and action to mediate social conscience and social networks and culture a meritocracy with the best and brightest representatives for conscientious evolutionary ascent. Now, with that understanding, I'm going to go into a full debriefing of the crisis now. And you might say this is continued for prayer warriors, initiates. Initiates are a term I've referred to in previous blogs and on the talk show regarding, you know, you might say a step above neophytes or newbies, people that are new to this, you know, to my show or to my blog. I refer to people that have got a grounding and the understanding of what I'm talking about as initiates. Here I'm referring to the initiates as prayer warriors. And this is the second article that I've linked to the first one on my blog website. And this is, again, referring to the process of global ascension from chaos to order. This is part two. Full debriefing, the crisis now for prayer warriors. And then the excerpt from this article, put right at the top, is from Ben Fulford. And those who know of Ben Fulford know that he's one of the most insightful people on the planet right now giving an insight on the deep state politics and economics that are going on between East and West with global economic reset. What's going on with Western government as relates to China, Russia, and global economic, global transformation reset. And this quote from Ben Fulford goes, quote, Western societies are now drowning in debt, have socially destabilizing wealth disparities, and have shrinking, aging populations. This is why the West needs to fundamentally reform its governmental, social, and economic architecture. The alternative to a reboot, including a jubilee and one-off asset redistribution, will be a steady decay that will end in widespread collapse of current structures. Now, this page that I'm going into now was published January 31st. What was that, three days ago? On the full moon, super moon, lunar eclipse, you know, the blue moon, second full moon of January. And so I'm really kind of getting into a really core issue when the energy was very strong with this full moon, super moon, lunar eclipse. And a lot of people, you know, that are sensitive were really high strung with a lot of nervous energy. There was just a lot of energy at that time. So I thought I'd provide some thought forms, some concepts, some understanding that could channel that energy into this creative ascent process. So the point I make at this second part, is that a global revolution is brewing. That's not unlike the American Revolution. It's the same core issue. And that core issue, as Thomas Paine said in The Rights of Man back in 1791, governments arise either out of the people or over the people. This is the big issue. Now, I'm going into this in depth with some articles in the news this last week that really nail it as far as how critical this process is right now. This core issue of freedom or tyranny, you know, and how we're, you know, how the new American Revolution is a global affair now, and the understanding of this from you might say a metaphysical perspective is that the code word for America is the letters scrambled to I am race. It's an anagram. America, if you scramble the letters, it's the I am race, as identifies with those who love God, a God of love. I mean, it's the law of the one, the one God, the, you know, divine love. So that's it, you know, ultimately that's all of us as united sovereigns of Earth, you know, a unity and diversity. There's that common frame of reference where we all share, you know, a love of the one unity principle, unity conscious, common sense, the one God, the one divine love. So initiates understand this concept of the kingdom conscience, how one is king with keys to the internalization of God, love, geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe, you know, internalization, you know, the keys of IN, internalization of God, K-I-N-G, you know, the keys to the kingdom. So God, in terms of this geometrically ordered divinity, has methods, and love has rules, whereby God love rules. This is kind of the third grade 9-year-old understanding of cosmic law. You know, God is love, and love is forgiving. And in terms of the brain holodeck model, and I provide a link on this brain holodeck understanding, and that understanding, without, you know, going into that link right now, is that there is a field of energy between the hemispheres of the brain. And they now know that consciousness is not in the brain, it's in the field. And the holographic field, the universal holographic field, you know, in the Earth body, there is a field, in the quantum field of consciousness. And some people refer to it as the Akashic Record, but everyone's brain, you might say, is a holodeck. There's a torus field between the two hemispheres of the brain, and the torus field is like a quantum field, just like there's an auric field around the whole body, and there's a torus field, an auric field around the heart, which is the strongest magnetic center in the body. There is a field around the brain, and it's referred to as the holodeck. And it's basically the holographic universe. It's all connected, you know, in that field. And people access the field in certain different ways. And from the time that they're born, their astrology, psychology, and their environment conditions their understanding of, you know, what's real in the field for them, their individuality, you know, how they're unique, a unique window, how everyone channels the field, you might say, in their own way. And this is the understanding of the brain holodeck. And again, we're talking about first principles of cosmic universal law. The linear left brain letter of the law is the L. The nonlinear right brain spherical intuition is the O. You know, the circle, O, spherical, nonlinear, intuition is the understanding of left brain and right brain. That they've now, you know, really have done the science on this, and they haven't mainstreamed it because it gives people power to understand how they are conscious and the language of consciousness, the geometry of consciousness, you might say, you know, the laws of God, love, consciousness. And this is what this frame, this is the frame of reference I'm talking about, the linear L, the nonlinear O, the synergy and the trinity of the V, the L-O co-creation synergy, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. You've got, you know, the creative process, the learning process is like the combination of linear and nonlinear, left brain and right brain. And, of course, the brain is cycling from, you know, between left and right brain moment to moment thousands of times a second. This is almost instantaneous. Because this is the in the energy field, this is the dynamic that's going on between the hemispheres of the brain. It's like the creative learning process is the longhand version of it. But moment to moment, we create momentum of how we think about everything. That's a function of each one's unique blueprint, astrology, psychology, conditioning from the time they were born. And again, you've got soul contracts enter into the picture. You know, people, different people coming in at different times, different families and different places with different soul contracts. All these conditioning factors, you know, are being integrated. So the key to integrity, you might say, is integration of all the keys, the LOV keys, which is like the threefold flame, you know, within your heart and actually within your consciousness. Like the corpus callosum does the brain switching from the two hemispheres of the brain. It's the biological model. This is how the brain function works as a function of the quantum field, you know, the energies of consciousness. So, again, the key to integrity is integration of these LOV keys and the model of the E in the love model, you know, the square with the cross through the middle and the circle, little circle point at the center as the capstone. It's representing all three principles. The little circle in the middle is referencing the spherical unity consciousness, intuition, knowing. The cross referencing, you know, on the four sides of the pyramid is the linear aspect, which creates, you know, four triangles. There's four creative co-creation processes going on, and individually you could say it's the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. In civilization or, you know, society, you could say it's the government, the education, healthcare, and the economy. You know, like institutionally, it's the core institutions of civilization reference the same principles within each individual in terms of the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. So I'm going to have to speed this up a little bit. You can go into more of this on this second page, and it gets into invocations, the science of invocation, and how, you know, the word made flesh, how important it is to do the science of the spoken word as far as invoking all these aspects spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, claiming the victory, invoking the victory of self and civilization, you know, in government, education, healthcare, and the economy, and being that point of integrating as above, so below, you know, the spirit that matters on earth as in cosmos through the word made flesh, through invocation, the science of invocation. So there's a whole process that that is involved with the science of invocation. I mean, the kind man of God love envisions God love in all mankind. So there's the vision, the virtue, the valor, the victory. There's invocation, there's affirmation, confirmation, determination, integration in these four aspects, integrated in the fifth principle of the capstone. And the intention is to just to know thyself in the image and likeness of God. Love first, you know, the law of the one. And then know the enemy behind all sense of separation from that vision of the law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one. It's the key to integrity is integration of these keys. And the more you have an understanding of it, how it's all connected, you become that connection. And remember that a global golden age has already occurred in the continuum. You know, there is no time or space. It's just all an illusion. And, I mean, those who've got into the secret space program and the technology that's highly advanced that we're not hearing about in deep state media, but it's all over the Internet for those who want to know about it. Now, there is time travel. There is, you know, and I've had people on my show that have done time traveling that were involved with the secret space program, you know, previous shows. Brett Stellings from about 6 years ago, did a show with him when they first began doing limited release information about the secret space program when they began doing disclosure about it. When they first began doing it, I had him on my show, Brent Stellings, and he was one of the quantum jumpers with the secret space program. They've had teleportation for, what, 35, 40 years, and it has evolved very rapidly. And the story about that, people that are into that, the videos I provided since the first of this year, there's been several videos I provided that go into that, and extremely advanced technology like the medical beds, the med beds that are basically replicator devices that can replicate organs based on your DNA, of healthy DNA, you know, replicating healthy organs, healthy limbs in your body, basically, you know, taking the healthy body back as a, you know, as a vehicle, you know, for your spirit. I mean, it won't reboot your mind. The mind will be the same, but the body can be rejuvenated with these medical beds. And the story about that and the excitement about that, this is what's being unveiled. Again, this is way beyond where most people are at, especially if their eyes are glued to the boob tube and, you know, mainstream radio, like National Propaganda Radio, I mean NPR, you'll never hear about this stuff. But it's, like I say, for those who want to know, it's all over the Internet. So claim the victory. See the good things happening. There's extraordinary potential with extremely advanced technologies and opportunities that are being unveiled and being made available, and I'm going to be going into more of that. So I'm going to jump ahead here a little bit. I wanted to get into some really serious, you know, the crisis in brief, what the crisis is right now, and I'm going to go through this a little bit. I've given enough of the positive overview, and the idea was take it from the top first, you know God, and then know the enemy. So we're going to go into all that's less than divine, you know, God love, you know, God is love, is forgiving, is the law, is the language of, you know, of the order of the universe. What we see in the world right now, for example, the crisis we can see in politically this last week with the world's power elite potentates convening in Davos, Switzerland, this last week. Trump has assured the global corporatocracy that America First is a generic populist term that should apply to their respective conglomerates of national and corporate agendas, you know, for prosperity. He addressed, you know, the leaders of nations and corporations worldwide, basically said, you know, the business of America is business, and we're open for business. And in his own unabashed way, President Trump is saying, you know, let's make a deal. Now, the issue here is whether that deal will be for more cooperation, you know, less war, you know, what's the deal? So I provided a video excerpt of just a few minutes from that Davos talk, and people can tune into that and get out of it, you know, what they will. He actually almost sounded like he was, you know, he was preaching to the choir with somewhat humility among peers, and he went into the intent to reboot the republic. You know, that basically he's, you know, going to reboot in America, and he's talking to these deep state globalists who are running scared. They're losing control of the hearts and minds of global netizens who've had it with the deep state deception, corruption, and corporate tyranny in general. I mean, rebellion and revolution are brewing worldwide, and this was the critical talk that Trump gave at Davos. And, this was the same thing Thomas Paine was talking about, you know, in his Rights of Man back in 1791. He said that there are men in all countries who get their living by war and by keeping up the quarrels of nations is as shocking as it is true. And today, big war is still big business. We also have big oil, plus big media, and big pharma, and the burgeoning Big Brother surveillance industry, you know, big tech. And let's not forget the big bank that underwrites this big government cabal and the Wall Street corporatocracy. I mean, deep state, big government has never been so big. There's definitely a power elite conflict now warring over big tech in particular and big tech's abuse of power to manipulate the mind of man. And this is the big crisis point that I wanted to really address because it's largely unknown and it's critical. I mean, this is a huge issue, largely unknown, that will largely define success or failure of core U.S. institutions. And it's as critical as it is today as back when founding father Thomas Jefferson said, "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man." I mean, this is engraved in stone on the Jefferson Memorial. So global hostility against tyranny has reached a fever pitch, from deep state terror war tactics that have killed millions, harmed billions, looted trillions, and subjected global netizens to the psychology of subservience to tyranny. Either technology is used to liberate us, or it will be used to enslave us. And the question is, you know, will we the people demand the end of war, disease, and death from technocracy-directed corporatocracy? Will we wise up and rise up to harness technology for global upgrade of core constitutional internet freedoms? Or will we passively go along with corporatocracy policies of profit without constitutional principle? Common sense today would say that the future of high tech is high touch, highly personalized information services that empower wisdom with TLC of a systemic, holistic, and decentralized nature by way of mass-to-mass telecom in core institutions of telecommunity, government, teleconscience, education, telecare, healthcare, and telecommerce. So now, with that brief introduction, I'm going to go into more in-depth on the issue and articles and I'm just going to do a summation with the headlines of these articles that you can read on your own. The first one is WikiLeaks exposes how Council on Foreign Relations controls most all mainstream media. This is from January 29th. And that article says that a single organization controls almost everything you see, hear, and read in the media, and they've been handpicking your leaders for decades. I mean, is that a critical expose or what? Article 2, Assange, Julian Assange, keeps warning of AI censorship, you know, artificial intelligence censorship, and it's time we started listening. And there's a quote from Julian Assange where he says, the future of humanity is the struggle between humans that control machines and machines that control humans. This is a huge issue. And the quote goes on, and he explains how critical this issue is in that article. Article 3, technocracy versus the creative force. Now, this is John Rappaport, who I've had on the show, Cosmic Love, before. He's one of my favorite authors. He's brilliant. And he's written extensively on the subject of what's going on with artificial intelligence. And this article, Technocracy versus the Creative Force, he says that the individual is not a poker chip in a game. He isn't a marker or a cipher or a symbol. The individual is an independent creative force. More energy is expended on denying that creative force than the sum required to light all the light bulbs and run all the machines on the planet. And he goes into this, and the analysis in this article is based in part on the work of Patrick Wood in his book Technocracy Rising, which is a major breakthrough in understanding the elite plan for our world with artificial intelligence. Article 4, Davos, was about Davos, social media firms under heavy pressure for increased regulation. And this is going into how the crisis is big technology, and how they're basically abusing power is demanding regulation. Of course, the concern is what kind of regulation we're talking about. This goes into that. Article 5, how the deep state controls social media and digitally assassinates critics. This is a critical article. It's the most comprehensive article I've seen on the deep state, how it works, who is behind it, and why it must be dismantled for freedom and opportunity to thrive worldwide. This is required study for prayer warriors who would target the enemy more effectively. So there's that article. And there's a video also by Robert David Steele. The article's by Robert David Steele, and there's a video from him recently, from just this last month. And Robert Steele is, I mean, the story on him, and I've had him here on the show Cosmic Love also. He gives one of the best overviews on open source intelligence, and I'm going to be going into the subject of open systems versus closed systems. And this Robert Steele, he's a former spy, recently recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize, and the reason for that is explained in this article. He's a brilliant person for an overview on what's going on with technocracy and artificial intelligence and the urgency and what we can do about it. There's another video that goes into Eric Schmidt, who was the head of CEO of Google, and how he's stepping down and why. And then I go into, as I'm wrapping this up, on this page on the vision mission for global evolution for crisis resolution. And basically, when people come to feel that certain ideas of how they ought to live are no longer being served by the basic institutions under which they live, they are ready for fundamental changes in their society. And when people rise up to compel change in our core institutions, they make revolution. The computer internet revolution has already primed the pump, like a fire hydrant gushing water when we just want to drink a little truth at a time. The more information we have, the greater is the need to get it all in order, along more enlightened lines that frame natural, universal, cosmic law, the Constitution of love, geometrically ordered divinity. Again, the law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, a dimensional understanding of the archetypes of universal law. And that's why this revolution is 90% of the word, this evolution is 90% of the word revolution. The conscientious ascent of global humanity requires it. Enlightened netizens demand it, and Heartware provides it, the gold standard for cyber ethics and the next economy. And of course, Heartware, cyber ethics, Web 3.0, these are all linked articles that I've been talking about this last year. Some people can skip that link because they know what I'm talking about. Others that don't know what I'm talking about can read that link in the copy and go into in-depth for the understanding of holistic, definitive, you know, common sense, comprehensive solutions for global net reality, organizing all information. So the final article here, part three, and I'm not going to have a time to go into all of this, but it goes into the State of the Union is strong when all the people are free and strong, and what that would look like in terms of the architecture for systemic reboot of our communication, intelligence infrastructure. You know, we shape our global information and communications infrastructure, and then it shapes us. What we do to the web of consciousness with the World Wide Web, we do to ourselves. And this is especially true with our all-connected quantum reality and a global village of instant, everywhere, interactive net reality. So this goes into that, what that would look like, how that will work, and it's a general orientation of different principles. Some of them I've repeated. And it comes around to an action plan, you know, winning from the beginning, what we can do with TLC mediation with global telecom, global telecare, what that looks like, how that will work, the Heartware project. And, you know, it would just take a few million dollars to get that on a roll to serve, you know, provide free online holistic health care for every netizen in the world, you know, online. But instead, we're seeing billions of dollars. We're talking about $112 billion in high-tech contracts over the last 2 years that went to the NSA. I mean, and this is quite an amazing thing that just in the last 2 years, the NSA has granted over $112 billion in high-tech contracts to private industry, representing just over $400 for every man, woman, and child in America. I mean, this is 10 times more than their own basic budget. So the question is, how do these contracts get funded? The second question is the NSA forming outright fascist relationships with private industry? I mean, it's a good question. So major stuff is going on. This is a lot of people aren't following this kind of stuff at all. They don't know what's going on. There's a lot of victim-dictim going around because people are being manipulated by the deep state media, and those who don't get the straight skinny on what's going on from good independent internet sources, they don't know what's going on. So be patient with each other. As deep state media disintegrates, you know, disengage from the divisive discourse. Beware of backlash from the dragon's tail, so to speak, as the dying beast thrashes around with abject propaganda, cognitive dissonance, and vengeful pride. I mean, consider that there wouldn't be such a strident controversy over this whole global transformation process right now if people weren't waking up out of 3D density in time, 4D, with flashes of 5D lucidity of an enlightened nature. So that pretty much, you know, this dimensional shift is happening, folks. I mean, this is the prophesied time of revelations brought to us by the tribulations. And witness the ascension spiral going viral as pure intention focuses attention for retention and ascension of love in a dimension of TLC comprehension. So that was the third part. Now, those previous blog, the one that I'm just finishing today, and the link again will be in the show notes from with the podcast, and it's going to go into open systems versus closed systems. I mean, resolution of the conflict today is now the new American revolution globally. What that looks like, how that will work, and how it's this is all over, you know, closed systems, tyranny, which is non-interactive programming with no feedback choice, versus open systems, you know, freedom with interactive input and feedback. And there's charts and graphs, and there's there's infographics I've provided in this, and there's a really good video on divine thought and mercurial mindfulness, and there's some humor in this last piece. Hope you have a chance to read it. It's pretty edgy. Some people really like it, other people not so much. So I'm going to give a wrap. Hope I haven't overloaded your circuits, but hope you'll find something really interesting, either videos or graphics or some concepts in the copy. So thanks for listening to Cosmic Love, and basically just, you know, keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.